Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast for people living with HIV, those who love us, and those who are done with silence, shame, and small boxes. Hosted by someone who's lived openly, loved deeply, and mourned more than most, this show isn't about survival. It's about rising again and again and again against all odds. Each episode, we break through stigma with soul. We talk about faith, sex, healing, systems, and the quiet superpower of compassion. If you're looking for truth that holds space for spirit, sorrow, and strength, this is your home.
Hi, welcome to today's episode on the mask that we all wear. For a long time, the world treated HIV like a shameful secret. But here's the truth no one wants to tell you, and the truth that no one wants to say out loud. Every single person is hiding something. And they're hiding it because they owe it to no one. If we listen closely, the journey of people living with HIV doesn't just expose stigma. It exposes society itself. So today's episode is not just about us as people living with HIV. It's about all of us as human beings. Because the masks we wear to survive, they are everywhere. I've lived openly with HIV for years, but even in that boldness, I had to ask myself, what else have I been hiding? Because disclosure isn't the final unmasking. It is the first one. What comes after is deeper, more layered, and maybe more universal than we think. You see, society rewards masking. We get praises for being composed, productive, successful. But at what cost? Let's talk about it. We applaud people being strong, resilient, coping. But ask yourself, when was the last time you told someone you were not okay and you felt safe doing so? Behind the mask of strength is often deep loneliness. The fear that if we fall apart, no one will catch us. People living with HIV know this intimately. We are often called brave for surviving stigma. But that bravery can come to be a burden. Sometimes you just want to be human, soft, unfinished. And that's true for everyone, because the world ridicules permission for softness. In many faith communities, you are taught to present victory, to walk in blessing, to show up as healed, whole, and delivered. Nothing wrong. But behind that language, doubt, anger, and fear, the sense that maybe you are not as spiritual as we look. Fear and HIV are often matched with judgment or silence in sacred spaces. But even the most vocal churchgoers are often wrestling with questions they are not too sure about. What if faith isn't about pretending certainty? What if it is about showing up honest and letting grace catch us? In this age of branding, we become experts at curating our lives, the photos, the accolades, productivity and productivity. We perform wellness while quietly falling apart. I've done it. And yet, I've learned something from this HIV journey. Success means nothing if it costs your peace. Living openly forced me to rethink everything. What really matters? What does it mean to thrive? Not perform, not perfect, but thrive, spirit, soul, and body. Unmasking means telling the truth. I'm still healing. I still cry over that breakup. I still feel that rejection in my bones. HIV often walk with invisible grief. Grief over what was lost, what might not be, and what we are afraid to hope for. But we don't have to bury it, because naming it, that's where healing begins. Here's what I've learned. When you live openly with HIV, you stop fearing other people's discomfort. And when you unmask your truth, whatever it is, you create space for others to breathe. This podcast, Unmask and Thriving, isn't just for PNHIV. It's for anyone who's tired of pretending. Because beneath the surface, we all want the same things. To be seen, to be safe, to be free. So let's unmask together. Here's the resonant truth. Unmasking is not weakness. It is the beginning of healing, not just for people living with HIV, but for everyone carrying invisible burdens. When we stop performing strength, faith, success, and detachment, we make space for truth, grace, and genuine connection. If this episode spoke to you, share it, subscribe, and take off one mask today. We are sovereign, we are spirit, and we are thriving.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.